You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers was in Hayward on Monday visiting the site of a 40-unit housing project. Construction work on the Impact Hayward Homes project is currently scheduled to wrap up sometime next summer. Officials say it will serve Tamarack Health employees as well as the greater Hayward community, and it will also include some classroom space for manufacturing training classes through Northwood Technical College. The low-income housing tax credit development received some state loan funding to help cover construction costs. Two people have been arrested in connection to a fatal shooting in downtown Duluth early Sunday morning. The Duluth Police Department has identified the victim as 37-year-old Cody Talega and said he died after suffering multiple gunshot wounds. The shooting occurred at around 1:30 a.m. near 1st Avenue East and East 3rd Street. A 35-year-old man and a 41-year-old woman were later arrested in connection to the shooting. Authorities also say the victim and suspects were known to each other, and they are also investigating a possible prior incident. The new aquatic center in Rice Lake officially opened this weekend, months after the old community pool was shut down earlier than expected. City officials already planned to demolish the old pool, but maintenance issues arose over the winter that would have been too costly to fix. The new aquatic center project took about 18 months and will now offer residents new swimming options and will be able to host WIA-sanctioned competitions. The new aquatic center also features a spectator viewing platform, updated changing rooms, and more amenities. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that Attorney General Josh Call does not need permission from the state legislature's budget committee to settle certain civil lawsuits. The unanimous ruling on Tuesday found that the measure signed into law 6 years ago by outgoing Governor Scott Walker was a separation of powers violation. The years-long legal battle was based on the Attorney General's power to settle environmental or consumer protection cases. In the ruling, the court said the legislature cannot assume for itself the power to execute a law it wrote. Wisconsin could see a sharp-tailed grouse hunt for the first time in years this fall. Last week, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Sharp-tailed Grouse Advisory Committee met to review population data and make their recommendation to the agency. The committee decided to recommend a hunting season for the first time since 2018. They say conservation and habitat restoration projects over recent years have helped the sharp-tailed grouse population bounce back. If approved by the DNR, the hunt would be held from October 18th to November 9th. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the state plans to go forward with a $7.4 billion settlement with Purdue Pharma stemming from a multi-state lawsuit. The lawsuit argued the company aggressively marketed opioid products for decades, leading to a significant opioid crisis. If approved by all parties, the $7.4 billion settlement would be spread out over 15 years, and Purdue Pharma would no longer be able to sell opioids in the country. Wisconsin could receive over $80 million over that 15 years for its share of the settlement. A Hayward man was taken into custody on Monday afternoon following an armed standoff with law enforcement authorities that lasted more than 24 hours. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office responded to a call about an armed individual entering an unoccupied residence in the town of Round Lake at around noon on Sunday, leading to the standoff. Authorities say the owners of the home had no connections to the suspect, identified as 62-year-old Michael Dean Olson. Negotiations carried over into Monday afternoon before Olson was taken into custody. The Spooner Area School District Board is considering a unique solution to persistent budget issues and staff shortages. At their meeting earlier this month, district officials said they're looking for ways to share teachers and administrative staff with other school districts in the area. Current discussions involve sharing four positions with the Northwood and Shell Lake school districts, including a physics teacher, finance manager, and director of pupil services. Their hope is sharing staff resources will ease some of the budget issues facing all three schools. Officials from Planned Parenthood say some of their locations in Wisconsin could close if the proposed federal budget bill passes. A measure in the proposed budget would prevent residents from using Badger Care to pay for the services they receive at Planned Parenthood, which could include routine health care or annual checkups. On top of losing that revenue, anti-abortion groups are also still looking for ways to close facilities that provide abortion services after state courts determined that an 1849 law did not ban consensual abortion in the state. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Shooting Range Grant Program. The program seeks to provide financial assistance for safe and accessible firearm or archery recreational shooting opportunities. The grant funding has previously been used for things like renovating backstops and constructing indoor ranges. The DNR plans to disperse $600,000 among grant recipients. Anybody interested in the program must contact DNR officials before submitting their applications by July 15th. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers take on the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, making his second career start for Milwaukee. The Brewers won for 10 last night with runners in scoring position on the way to a 5-3 loss to the Cubs. Pat Murphy.
You look at the box scores tonight. If you look at 15 box scores, there's going to be six teams that are something like that. You got to hit with guys in scoring position, and we didn't.
The Cubs now with a 6.5 game lead over Milwaukee in the NL Central. Hockey, the Florida Panthers skating past the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 to win the Stanley Cup for a second year in a row, 4-2. NFL, the Packers' new president and CEO says there's no immediate plans to renew the contracts of Matt LaFleur or GM Brian Gutekunst. I asked Ed Policy what will be his focus as he takes over.
Keep the Packers in Green Bay. The big things there will be continuing to maintain and evolve Lambeau Field so that it remains not just iconic but also state-of-the-art.
That's the new Packers president, Ed Policy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Warren Beatty and Barbara Streisand have known each other for over 70 years. While talking to The New Yorker, the Star is Born actress said that she and Beatty had a fling after they were both famous, and when pressed as to whether or not they actually consummated the relationship, she said they slept in the same bed a few times, but she honestly couldn't remember if they actually did it. I'm sure they only made it to second base. The subject of someone's weight is always touchy. Do you tell them they're getting a little tubby, or keep it to yourself? In the case of Arnold Schwarzenegger and his son Christopher, the Terminator decided not to say anything. Schwarzenegger says his son is lean now, but he and Christopher's mom, Maria Shriver, decided to suggest healthy foods and exercise instead of telling him he was 30 pounds overweight. I've seen photos, and that's a conservative estimate at best. At the recent inaugural Beecher Vitality Happy and Healthy Summit, Christopher attributed his weight loss to giving up bread for Lent. The old bread for Lent bit, also known as Ozempic. Pop singer Neza might have gone to her last Dodger game. At least that's what she says. If you're wondering why, it's because she was told to sing the Star Spangled Banner in English, but decided to sing it in Spanish anyway. This all happened last Saturday on the day of the No Kings protest taking place all over the country. The singer posted a TikTok video of a Dodgers executive telling her to sing it in English and then part of her performance, which was in Spanish. For what it's worth, it was received with enthusiastic applause. The Pit is a hit for Max, and fans of the intense medical drama will be happy to know that season 2 production is underway. According to Variety, the show stars Noah Wiley as an ER doctor. Sound familiar? It was renewed in February. The Pit takes place at the fictitious Pittsburgh Trauma Medical Hospital. Wiley also executive produces the show alongside John Wells, who executive produced NBC's ER. Season 2 of The Pit will premiere in January 2026. Carrie Bradshaw, aka Sarah Jessica Parker, recently spoke to Huffington Post UK. During the interview, she talked about the backlash she received for playing Bradshaw on HBO's Sex and the City. Parker discussed the double standard between men and women and how women are treated differently when they're portrayed as cheaters on TV. Parker made a point to say that her character on And Just Like That is judged similarly decades later. New episodes of And Just Like That premiere Thursdays on Max. For those of you who are like me and live in a remote area, there is good news regarding a new comedy to check out. Friendship is now available to stream, according to the New York Post. The A24 cringe comedy that asks the question, should men have friends, stars Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd and had a modest but successful limited theatrical run. Friendship is available to stream on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today, slight storm chance, and a high close to 80. Maybe an evening shower or thunderstorm, then clearing out late tonight. Lows in the mid-50s. And scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday, partly sunny, highs upper 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.